Today I have something important to share regarding spiritual practice in the month of Kartik. Yesterday I came to an obstacle. As many of you know, I try to spend the maximum amount of time during the day to increase my chanting. But yesterday I noticed how the juice was not there, how I was sincerely trying, but there was no life, no elan vital, nothing. And I thought what I could change. Then the point came. Do it as a service for Krishna. Let me give you an example how an activity gets energy and life and juice when you do it for someone else with the intention to please them. Putting your room in order is most probably the most boring activity you can imagine. But when you know a dear guest comes and you wish to please him or her, at that time, you work maybe faster in putting your room, and it's not a problem because you think of the person whom you will receive. You're not getting bored any longer. In the same way, chanting, and in fact all spiritual practices, especially your little Kartik ceremonies, should be done with the intention to serve the Lord. The moment that intention empowers your activity, all of a sudden the inspiration, the enthusiasm, the joy, the feeling of a deep, deep spiritual meaning of what you do is back. And then you are very happily and very spiritually empowered, moving on in your spiritual practice. Please try and think about that what you're doing is purely for the pleasure of Krishna, whom you serve with these activities.